For soldiers in the field, it's important to be able to pinpoint where the sound of gunfire might be coming from. Same goes for people working in potentially dangerous hard hat areas, or people wearing earbuds that block the sounds around them without their realizing the potential danger.
In fact, hearing is sometimes called the forgotten sense.
That's John Casale, professor of industrial systems engineering at Virginia Tech and the founder of the Auditory Systems Lab there. He points out the ear is extremely sensitive to sound because it's pretty much always on.
And, you know, our hearing is even on when we're asleep, albeit, you know, at a lesser sensitivity level. You know, it is a sense that's always available, present, and ready to deal with acoustic stimuli in our vicinity. That's why it's so important.
But using ear protection in a noisy environment actually makes things worse for the wearer.
So there's a tendency when that occurs to take the hearing protector off, you know, loosen it. And we think that it's one of the reasons that hearing loss and tinnitus or ringing or whistling in the ears is the most prevalent injury among veterans today.
That dilemma is something Colonel Brandon Thompson experienced firsthand.
There's a trade-off between trying to function and complete the mission, but maintain a level of protection from hearing. And oftentimes, soldiers will err on the side of getting the mission done as opposed to protecting their hearing.
And that's what led Thompson, working with scientific colleagues at Virginia Tech, to teach people how to hear better in noisy places. He's a former grad student at Tech, now an assistant professor of systems engineering at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
And our study shows that we can retrain that ability to locate the sounds in a fairly short period of time in a setting that everyone would have available to themselves, just an office or some kind of room, a small room.
So it's actually not a device that enhances hearing. Rather, it's training on the device that teaches a person to better isolate and pick out certain sounds amid a noise like this. It's a sound they invented for the project. They even gave it a name. They call it dissonance. And once you've learned to tune it out, to sort of hear around it, you've got it. And you can take it with you anywhere because, well, there's nothing to carry except the memory of certain sounds that are important.
But you're trying to train the brain. It may sound like it's coming from in front, but it is coming from behind. And so that repetition of knowing where it's coming from and listening, then the brain starts to map that and learn it.
Thompson won the prestigious Briggs Award from the American Psychological Association for his dissertation developing this device they call PALAT. It stands for Portable Auditory Localization Acclimation Training.
The next step with the PALAT system is it's going to be employed in four different locations. One device will be sent here to the United States Military Academy for some testing and training with the cadets. One will reside in the Office of Naval Research. One, I believe, is going to the State Department, and one may be going to another laboratory for the Army or Marine Corps.
After additional testing, the long-term goal is to increase something they call auditory situation awareness. It's a new field of the study of sound, not only for the military, but also for our increasingly noisy world. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.